To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the 15th of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Ads, and more ads. If you're on an iPhone, you don't really see much of that, do you? Now you're going to see a little bit more of it. Yeah, it looks like Apple's going to bring more ads to the apps that are on our phone right now, including those ones that are already pre-installed. Yep, that's right. If you've got maps on there, books, podcasts, ads. Now, Apple internally has actually been testing search ads in maps. And you can kind of see how this would work. It would display recommendations when you search for, say, restaurants, stores, or even other things that are nearby you. In fact, we're kind of seeing this already in the App Store. Searching for an app, well, you see some similar advertising suggesting, hey, why don't you try this one? Now, as far as introducing ads into podcasts and books, well, that's a different story. With publishers, it would allow them to place ads in areas within each app. Or they could actually pay Apple so that their content gets placed higher in search results. Yep, it's all about the money and the ads. There's also been some hints over there at the Apple campus that this could stretch as far as Apple TV Plus, meaning Apple might be open to creating a lower tier price service, you know, like Netflix and Disney Plus are doing. One has to wonder, though, how much lower would they go? It's already $4.99 a month for an ad-free subscription. Maybe it's going to go up, and $4.99 will be the one with the ads. That seems to be the trend with the other services. As of right now, though, everything's just as it was, no ads yet, but we are hearing this could change by the end of the year. Looks like YouTube wants to be your one-stop shop for all your streaming services. Now, mostly this will be affecting our U.S. listeners, though we are hearing from Google's side, it will be a worldwide rollout. It'll just be different for each territory. According to the Wall Street Journal, they are currently working on an online store where you'll actually purchase subscriptions for various streaming services. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal sources, Google's been developing a channel store for about the last 18 months. And all that's holding it up? Yep, talking to the partner companies. Now, like we said, definitely U.S. focused at first, meaning YouTube TV will be right on board, but then we'll give the option to subscribers to add extra services like HBO Max, Netflix, heck, even Spotify. YouTube right now is just trying to pitch the platform as a great way for companies to market their streaming services. That way people can be enticed to just buy everything in one place. Though there is a catch to this, and it's definitely for the partner companies, they would have to share a little bit of their earnings with YouTube. And how they would split subscription revenues, well, that ain't being addressed to us yet. Now, it looks like it's going to be called the YouTube Channel Store, and if all goes well, we should be seeing it launch sometime this fall. And finally, seems like we're always giving you bad news on Monday. I mean, this isn't really bad news. It's bad if you like free stuff, and it's bad if you use Uber, because Uber seems to be discontinuing their free loyalty program. Yep, coming November 1st, Uber Rewards is gone. And if you think you've got till November 1st to use those rewards, think again. In fact, users will have until the end of August to actually earn points. And the final day to redeem everything will be October 31st. Now, those of you unfamiliar with Uber Rewards, it gave customers opportunities to earn points on every Uber and Uber Eats transaction. And the membership actually had four levels, Platinum, of course, being the ultimate level. It even had protection against price surging and had priority pickups at airports. Now, at first we thought maybe this is Uber's scheme to come up with something new, something better. Nah, that ain't happening either. According to Uber, they will have no replacement at all for Uber Rewards. So now you're stuck with Uber One membership. Yep, that's what they plan on focusing on now, which will cost you an extra $10 per month, which comes with perks. It's pretty much like Uber Rewards. Not much of a reward, is it, anymore if you gotta pay for it. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out all the BTN content over there. There's a lot that just went up. Couple of new Mac shows up there for you, the brand new Big Show. It's all happening at britishtechnetwork.com. Also, check us out on Facebook, of course, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come by the Slack room and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.